The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. When Jesus heard that John had been arrested, he withdrew to Galilee. He left Nazareth and went to live in Capernaum by the sea, in the region of Zebulun and Naphtali, that what had been said through Isaiah the prophet might be fulfilled. Land of Zebulun, land of Naphtali, the way to the sea beyond the Jordan, Galilee of the Gentiles. The people who sit in darkness have seen a great light. On those dwelling in a land overshadowed by death, light has arisen. From that time on, Jesus began to preach and say, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." As he was walking by the Sea of Galilee, he saw two brothers, Simon, who was called Peter, and his brother Andrew, casting a net into the sea. They were fishermen. He said to them, "Come after me, and I will make you fishers of men." At once they left their nets and followed him. He walked along from there and saw two other brothers, James, the son of Zebedee, and his brother John. They were in a boat with their father Zebedee, mending their nets. He called them, and immediately they left their boat and their father and followed him. He went all around of Galilee, teaching in their synagogues, proclaiming the gospel of the kingdom, and curing every disease and illness among the people. The gospel of the Lord. As Sister Janet mentioned in her remarks before Mass, our Holy Father, Pope Francis, issued an apostolic letter last September on the Feast of St. Jerome, asking the Catholic world to observe this weekend as Sunday of the Word of God, And his purpose is to bring home to each of us the importance of God's holy word in our church, in our parishes, in our homes and families. You notice here at St. John Vianney, the book of Gospels is always carried in procession before Mass. It's placed on the altar. It's treated with reverence because it's God's holy word. When I preside, one of the lectors has to bring it because I have Father Cain and I can't carry that book with one hand. Remember when Bishop Gruce was here to celebrate Mass with us? When he finished the gospel, he blessed us with the book of Gospels because it's God's holy word and we all need those blessings. The Second Vatican Council helped us to rediscover the Word of God in the sacred scriptures. Remember back in the old days, we all had those little Sunday missals, and we followed, the priest was at the altar reading in Latin, and we followed him with our Sunday missal. But the readings were the same, Sunday after Sunday, year after year. Today we have three segments, A, B, and C. Our church year begins in Advent, and currently we are in the year A. The council also helped us to become more familiar with the Old Testament because the first reading at every Sunday liturgy is taken from the Old Testament. The second reading is always from the New Testament, and the gospel assigned for each weekend is taken from one of the evangelists. Even for weekdays, we now have year one and year two. We are currently in year two. And this too provides us with a greater exposure to the richness of the Word of God. The scriptures cannot be the heritage of a few select persons. It belongs rather to all those who hear its message. For example, in today's first reading, the prophet Isaiah reminds the people that the darkness of the time would dissipate with the light of hope when they would be returned from exile to their own homes and the temple would be rebuilt. And in the gospel for today, Matthew describes the coming of Jesus with the same words. The people in darkness have seen a great light. This time of darkness was not caused by oppression or exile, as Isaiah spoke, but rather Matthew suggested all of humanity experiences the darkness that is sin and evil. And that prevents us from fulfilling our true destiny as sons and daughters of the Lord, our loving Father in the kingdom of heaven. In the gospel, Jesus calls the disciples to help the people discover their true identity, to live in love with God and with others. And so we see the call of the disciples at the very beginning of his public ministry, Jesus enlisting the assistance of those disciples to bring this new light into the world. He calls Peter and Andrew, James and John, and that small group will eventually grow to 12. And they are to capture the minds and hearts of the people, opening up to them the promise of eternal life. The scriptures speak frequently of eternal life, and that's our destiny as well. Once I realize I am a beloved son or a daughter of God, then I must begin by asking, how does God want me to live my life? When Jesus is true light for me, I'm going to see myself and the world I live in a very different way. So as we follow Jesus, let's ask for eyes that can see as he sees, and for the courage to respond to the needs of our world with his love and compassion. And when that happens for each of us, the Word of God has truly become a part of us. In today's readings, we heard about darkness and light. Jesus comes on the scene with the invitation, "Come, follow me," intended as much for us as it was for Peter and Andrew, James and John. May this Sunday of the Word of God remind us to become familiar with God's holy word. From the book of Deuteronomy, we read these words, "This word is near you. It is in your mouth and in your heart for your observance." May we never tire of devoting time and prayer to the scriptures, so that it might be said, as Paul reminds the Thessalonians, not as I hear the word, but maybe accept it as it really is, the word of God.